Right now, we're bringing in the Vice President of Baseball Operations, assistant to the general manager, a good friend of ours, Bobby Evans. Good morning. How are you?
Very good, Marty. How are you this morning?
Very good. You know, I've got the fan base here. You know that. And there's been a lot of losses in a row, and they'd love to turn it around today. So give us some words of wisdom today.
Well, we saw a great baseball game pitched by Matt Cain yesterday. Tough one to lose. Tough place to play. And have a one-run game like that really can break your back. But I think it gives us a sign of how well Matt Cain is pitching right now, which gives us some hope for a long season ahead. We've got one of our other aces on the mound today in Madison Bumgarner, and we got to prevent that sweep and go into Cincinnati on a high note.
Scudero not in there today, and they've tweeted a little bit of back tightness for him, similar to what he had in spring training. Posey's legs, as Posey says, Andy Baggerly tweeted, a little bit tight as well. Kiros behind the plate. Is it one of those seasons where every time you turn around, it's another nagging little injury that you have to deal with?
Well, of course it happens, and I wouldn't necessarily want to define the season by that. It might really help define our recent struggles, but it's up to us to make sure that doesn't define our season. And there's a long way to go, and as rough as it's been for us lately, we're still not out of this thing. We don't like where we're trending. We have to turn it, but we've got the pieces in place, and we'll have to make some moves as we get into the deadline, but the truth is we're not giving up.
Oh, of course not, and I like the word you just used, trending, because, you know, when you go 15 and 27, that's a significant period of a season to see where you're at. And we've talked a lot about it on the show. You know, you really have to evaluate the injured people, when they're going to come back, and sort of getting them back. It's almost like making a trade and then evaluate the rest of the division. So I'll start with the injured people coming back. What's the prognosis for Vogelsong?
Well, he'll get into some rehab games before the All-Star break, we hope. But as of right now, we're projecting by the end of July really is our hope. He might get into rehab an inning or two before the break or during the break, and then hopefully by the end of July he'll be ready. Again, he feels great. He threw 60 feet yesterday playing catch.
Oh, good.
A big difference. A big difference from that and pitching off the mound. So we've got he's in a throwing program, and that's the part of the process is getting those fingers used to the grip again. And it is a journey, again, projecting before the end of July, but hopefully he'll get at least a rehab inning before the break.
All right. Michael Kickham goes Monday. Godin looks like hopefully he'll come back off the DL. What's the plan with these two?
Well, Godin threw a 60-pitch bullpen, which gives us the option of really going either direction, whether it's to keep him or put him back in the rotation or to go long with him. But it gives us flexibility. I hate to say it's start to start, but it really is that. I mean, you know, Mike Kickham shows us good signs of what he's capable of doing. In a pennant race, it's hard to finish a player's development, which is really what we're doing with Kickham. We're finishing his development right now. And even in the case of going back a number of years, we were scuffling when we brought Tim Lincecum up to finish his development, if you will. And I'm not sure that we're in a strong position to finish Kickham's development right now because we're in a pennant race. But we'll see. I mean, it really is going to have to be start to start. And it depends upon how the other starters are doing as to whether we can give Kickham that time that he needs.
Bobby Evans is with us, talking with us on this Sunday morning. Do you do something soon, or do you wait until, as you say, get closer to the deadline? How are you approaching this?
Brian's very, always very analytical about the market and looking at our options. The truth is that there's so many teams that are still in the hunt that the choices are limited. It's also true that even of those teams that are not in it, they're not as likely to give up premium talent. They're more likely to give up a guy who's on the last year of a contract, who's not going to, grant them some type of draft pick by becoming a free agent. So the pickings are a little slim, and so there's not necessarily an easy fix out there. So you're going to have to really do as close an analysis as you can to find the best part or parts that can help. But you know, our scouting staff is incredibly active and incredibly busy right now, evaluating our options, and we're fortunate to have Jeremy Shelley and the pro scouting staff that are doing incredible work right now to help give us options to look at. And ultimately, what deals can be made, or that's much harder to project because there's a lot of teams that are in it, and therefore there's a lot of competition for a very small amount of players.
Yeah, well, you know, we have a lot of fans that will give you help if you need it. So, you know where you can turn, believe me.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Believe me, we give advice here. I guess the big question is, when do you make the move? And do you wait till the injured players come back? You're only four out. You know, sort of hold your own. Heck, if you're four out and in July 31st, it would be okay. You know, is there any pressure to make a move early, even though, as you describe it, it's a tougher time to do it?
If it's the right move, there's no better time than early, because then you have the benefit of that player for a longer period of time. The problem is that the price tag is usually higher when you do something early. And the advantage of waiting is that prices usually come down a little bit of what a club's asking for, and a little bit of what they expect in talent back. And they've also had a chance to do a full analysis of the market for their player, and therefore they know what it's going to take to get a deal done. Right now they're asking, you know, prices are going to be higher. We want more talent for this guy because they really don't know what their market is. And so there's pluses and minuses. It's great to get a player early because then you can use them, but then what's it going to cost you?
Yeah. All right, Bobby Evans with us. Bobby, I always appreciate you coming on. 15-27, that 42-game sort of grabs me. Trending, I don't know what you want to call it, but that's a significant piece of the season. What's it going to take to turn this thing around for these guys to, you know, say, hey, we're the world champions, we're going to go out and play like it? It seems like every facet of the game, every time you turn it, it's the bullpen one day, starters are actually doing well now, runners in scoring position, and there were some defensive issues. That's the way you go 15-27. What's it going to take to really get this thing going?
Well, one of our strengths early in the season was our offense. We were on all cylinders, and we were scoring a lot of runs. We were doing well with runners in scoring position and driving the ball. Clearly, that's, you know, when you score 18 runs and, you know, nine ball games or something of that nature, it really shows you that things are not clicking, and that's how this game ebbs and flows. I mean, it's going to have the ups and the downs. The good news for us is that we're still in the thick of it. The bad news is we've got to right the ship offensively, and Boach is as analytical about the lineup as anybody. There's a big reason why Angel Pagan was signed in the offseason, because of how much impact he has on our lineup and how much deeper our lineup is with Angel in there. That hurts us. So during a good part of that span of time where we've really struggled in the last 42 games, we've been without our number one, two, and three hitter.
Right.
Those are big hits to the lineup. And as we've gotten them back, it takes a while to get back in that rhythm, as we've seen, even with Pablo, as well as he hit two home runs in two rehab games, he's got to, you know, get back in that rhythm, you know, at the big league level. And that's a challenge. And when he's hot, there's nobody you want up at the plate more. But right now he's scuffled, and even with guys having nagging injuries or nagging leg issues, this season is a grind, and we're seeing some of the difficulties of that grind. But our expectation is that we're going to see guys rise up to the occasion and play their best baseball ahead of them, and that's what we need to see in order to stay in this thing.
Well, great to talk with you. As I told Vita last night, 42 home games, July, August, and September. This is only game 81. We don't even know what's going to happen. But, boy, I'm glad you came on, and I'm happy to chat with you as always. So thanks, Bob.
No, you got it, Marty. Thank you.
All right, that is Bobby Evans, VP Baseball Operations, assistant to the GM of the Giants.